One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Pinky and Hazel in the den at Hazel's house.
What did you say to your grandfather when you asked him to pay your debts? What did you say to him?
Huh?
Why? You were desperate then, weren't you? You were so desperate, you promised the moon with a little red fence around it. Well, you made a solemn agreement, Pinky, and you're going to live up to it. That's the way we do things in this family. Now sit down. I want to talk to you.
Mm-hmm. So that's how it is with the barbers today. When you want fast, effective relief from headache or acid indigestion, take Alka-Seltzer. Yes, friends, Alka-Seltzer is really dependable. It can give you really fast relief from these common ailments. And that's why you'll always want to keep an ample supply of Alka-Seltzer handy, ready to come to the rescue whenever you feel miserable with one of these discomforts. You like Alka-Seltzer. You like its taste and the way it can make you feel better in a hurry. So for pleasant, fast, and effective relief from acid indigestion or headache, take Alka-Seltzer. Get a package at any drugstore on this guarantee. You must be satisfied with Alka-Seltzer or your money back. Chapter 11, Book 80. At 10 o'clock this morning in Seacliff, San Francisco, William Herbert Murray, Henry Barber's grandson, otherwise known as Pinky, is walking home from the nearest bus stop after a yachting weekend with friends in Belvedere. His debt of $241.15 to his grandfather has been paid off. He sent the money from Belvedere by special messenger, and he is coming home from a glorious weekend. His recent failure to get through the first quarter at Stanford is back in the dim past now, blown away by the sea breezes. And he's feeling fine as he turns in the walk at his own house and goes whistling up the steps.
Hi, who's home? Mom, where are you? Hey, isn't anybody here? Oh, I didn't see you upstairs there, Mom. Hi. Hey, come on down. Lots to tell you. I had a swell trip. Grandfather relayed my message all right that I wouldn't be home this weekend.
He did.
Oh, I got to thinking afterward I maybe should have phoned you. Hey, where are you going?
Excuse me.
Hey, what'd you walk right past me for, aren't you? Hey, wait a minute. I want to talk to you. Gee whiz, are you sore or something? Who are you calling?
Sit down.
Oh, gosh, I don't know what there is to be sore about if you got my message. I'm 19 years old almost. I was with the Higbees. Eunice's mother was there all the time, and then the captain of the yacht and the whole crew.
Hello, Mrs. Kettleman. May I speak to my father, please? This is Hazel.
Collie, I didn't think I'd have to get back early or anything, because I don't have to work for Grandfather anymore. The bonded messenger delivered the money all right, didn't he? Well, I paid off my obligation. I don't owe anybody a dime now. Oh, I know. You're sore because I paid off the money. You and Dan and Grandfather wanted me to have to work it out in Grandfather's
garden. Hello, Father. Hazel. He's here. Yes. Very well.
Well, this is certainly a very funny attitude, Mom. I should think you'd be glad to know I've got friends like the Higbees that like to have me around on their 80-foot
yacht. Sit down.
Well, I certainly didn't expect to run into anything like this. Gee whiz.
Where did you get that money, Pinky?
Oh, Mom, what difference does it make? I got it in a perfectly honest, business-like fashion, and I paid my grandfather back. Well, I thought you'd be pleased about it.
I want you to keep to the subject this morning, Pinky. Dan and I have spent the worst weekend we've ever been through in our lives, and I can't stand much more. You're just lucky Dan isn't home. He left this morning just ready to skin you alive.
Well, for gosh sakes,
I want answers.
All right, Mom. Collie,
What did you say to your grandfather when you asked him to pay your debts? What did you say to him?
Huh?
You were desperate then, weren't you? You were so desperate, you promised the moon with a little red fence around it. Didn't you agree to work out your money obligation in your grandfather's garden at 85 cents an hour?
Oh, yeah, but now something else came up and I was able to pay him off. I knew you and Dan were worried about me being in debt to Grandfather.
Oh,
so
stop it.
Well, this sure is a great homecoming.
Did that girl give you the money?
Mom, don't refer to her as that girl. Her name is Eunice, and she's got a house about 9 times bigger than Grandfather's and an 80-foot yacht and 4 different automobiles.
Will you answer my question?
I'm just trying to give you some of the background of these people. You act as if I'd bid out with just some ordinary people. Why, the hippies...
I tried to get the background on these people before, Pinky. I didn't get anything but double talk for every question I asked you. Until you sent that horrible, patronizing note to your grandfather, we didn't even know their last name. They were a complete mystery. Well, they can remain a mystery. I haven't the slightest interest in who they are, what they are, how many cars they have, or anything else about them. I have on my hands a boy who can't get through the first quarter at college, who thinks so little of his own parents that he sends them a high-handed little second-hand message that he'll be yachting over the weekend. I'm about at the end of my rope with you, Pinky. I don't know what you think or how you think or if you think at all, but if you all go on with this dissembling, this dodging and ducking, this refusal to answer simple questions, I can't abide it, that's all.
Mom, these things are all semantics. You people don't know about it. It's a new science. A word will mean one thing to one person and a totally different thing to another. Well, Mom, you look pretty flushed. You better go lie down and then we'll have a nice, calm talk, huh?
Where did you get the money? Did you borrow it? Now answer.
Yes, sure, I borrowed it. Millions of people borrow money, Mom. That's how the banks operate it. It's no disgrace to borrow money.
Did you borrow it from a bank?
Huh?
From Eunice? From Eunice?
The Higbys keep money around the house, Mom. They aren't pinched all the time the way we are. When I mentioned to Eunice that I was in debt to my grandfather, you know what she said? This will give you an idea of the scope of these people, of the broad gauge way their minds work. She said, Pinky, let's never have any trouble about any silly little old thing like money. Yeah, she had a bunch of bills stuck in her jewel box, the way Margaret saves pennies in the piggy bank.
You borrowed from a woman.
Mom, don't call her a woman in that insulting tone. She's a college girl. She's my generation.
How do you propose to pay Eunice back?
Huh?
Or was it a gift?
Huh?
Did you accept a gift of money from a woman as if you were a gigolo?
Huh?
Your total worth to the economy of this country at this point, Pinky, is 85 cents an hour, if it's that. Yes, full of big talk and self-confidence, you went out to get a job, didn't you? After you flunked out of college. What happened?
Well, they...
You couldn't find work. So to the average employer, what are you worth?
Huh?
Nothing. Exactly nothing. You have no skills, no craft, no experience, no special knowledge or training. You're a minor who hasn't even been able to weather one quarter at college. So your worth to an employer is exactly nothing. They don't want you. Is that right? Now, you made an agreement with your grandfather. Your word, your solemn word to perform certain duties. And because he is your grandfather, he agreed to let you work off your debt at 85 cents an hour. If it weren't for your grandfather, you wouldn't be earning anything. So now I want an answer to this question. No dodging, no double talk. How do you propose to pay Eunice back?
How do I propose to pay her back?
Yes, how? How?
Well, I'm going to get a job.
Doing what?
Well, Mom, I haven't really looked around yet. I may try the oil business. There's a lot of dough in the oil business.
I want you to face it, Pinky. You aren't worth anything to anybody. Nobody will hire you because there isn't anything you can do and do properly.
Hazel?
Yes, Father. Please come in.
Oh, gosh almighty.
Good morning, Father.
Good morning. Morning, William.
Good morning, Grandfather.
Young man, what was your original agreement with me?
Work in the garden.
Until when?
Until I paid off the money.
How many hours a day?
8.
Very well. Hazel, I have been on the telephone this morning talking to a Mrs. Oliver Higby at Seven Oaks Belvedere.
Oh, no.
She was unaware of the fact that her daughter had loaned Pinky $242.
Oh.
I explained the situation and told her I was sending the money back by special messenger.
Oh, Grandfather.
That unsavory money has now been dispatched.
You've ruined my life. You've all stuck your noses into the biggest thing I ever came across.
That'll do.
My whole world crashing down around my ears.
On the contrary, you are now about to build a world, Pinky, that has a solid foundation. A world that won't come tumbling down about your ears.
Yeah, flagstone.
Don't speak to your grandfather that way.
Let me tell you, Master Pinky, that in this family we do not borrow money that we cannot pay back. That's one thing we do not do. One thing that we do and always do is live up to our agreements, Pinky. Our word is as good as our bond. Whatever it may cost us, you are going to abide by your agreement with me. You are late again this morning, 3 hours late. You will, nevertheless, put in 8 hours today, which was in accordance with our solemn agreement. I will stand over you and see that you do it. Furthermore, your mother and Daniel and I have agreed that you are moving into the family home. where you will live in your Aunt Claudia's old room and be Johnny on the spot every morning at 8 o'clock. I will be there with you. You have work clothes at my house. You will come with me now, and you will change, and you will start moving flagstones. And you will move them for 8 hours, William. Now, on your feet.
All right, all right. I'll work. I'll work all day long. I'll put up work lights at night. I'll work all night. I'll work until I stagger. I'll get you paid off, Grandfather. And then I'll join the Army. I'll join the Marine Corps, the Foreign Legion. I'll be in amphibious landings in the most dangerous corners of the world.
That will be later, Pinky. That's what you will do later, my boy. Right now, you will come with me and start moving your flagstones.
But, Grandfather...
I want no more histrionics. If you have speeches to make, you can make them to the sea breeze in the garden. Now march, young man.
All my plans down around my ears in a complete shambles.
Good morning, Hazel.
Goodbye, Father. Oh, dear. Mother? Yes. Yes, just now. I'll pack his bag and bring it over later. Oh, I said some perfectly dreadful things to Pinky, Mother. Yes. I only hope we're doing the right thing.
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. Are you sniffling and sneezing, feeling miserable with a cold? Is someone in your family suffering from the discomfort of a cold? Then you'll be happy to know that you can get relief, quick, comforting relief with Tabsin. That's T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, the new and different antihistaminic cold tablet. Tabsin can do more to help relieve your cold misery. Tabsin is more than just an antihistamine. Yes, besides containing one of the most effective antihistamines on the market to help relieve the sniffles and sneezes of your cold, Tabsin contains other relief-giving ingredients. These ingredients help to ease the headache and reduce the fever which so often accompany a cold. Now, you may have tried other antihistamines without the results you hoped for. But remember, Tabsin is different. Yes, here is a better formula to check cold symptoms than just antihistamine alone. And friends, you owe it to yourself to find out how Tabsin can help you. Ask your druggist for the new and different antihistaminic cold tablet made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer, Tabsin, the bright red tablets in the bright red package. Here's the family again.
Dan, I telephoned you to tell you that Father marched him away just now. Yes. Dan, on your way home this evening, just stop by over at Father's and say hello to Pinky. We've got to let him know somehow that we still love him.
Friends, remember to try Tabsin for symptoms of your cold. Yes, when you take cold, take Tabsin quick. Feel better quick. T-A-B-C-I-N, Tabsin, now at all drugstores. Tabsin is the improved antihistaminic tablet made by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tabsin relieves sniffles and sneezes, the watering and itching of the eyes and nose, but Tabsin does more. It can also relieve, quickly and effectively, the headache and fever which so often accompany a cold. That's Tabsin, T-A-B-C-I-N, for cold misery. The bright red tablets in the bright red package at all drugstores. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Pinky's Date with Eunice, Chapter 12, Book 80. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.